January 10th, Sharmini
Devi. First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev.
Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Astotra Satishri Shrimad Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev. Om Vishnu Pad Astotra Satishri Shrimad Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. So you've heard the excellent discourse given by Sripad Padmanabha Maharaj, and trying to take a drop of his remnants, I'd like to share. I know you all discussed this morning's darshan at the airport, but just a couple of things that really struck me about that. As you've heard, I asked Gurudev that you say that when we pray to Krishna or Govardhan or Lalita, singing the Lalita Astakam, that it's not really, they don't really hear us directly. And you've told us that the Super Soul hears us, but what about when we sing or pray to somebody as near as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur? So Gurudev said, all these personalities, they don't hear us because, what is that line by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
Sharanga
saranagati hoi be jahar Pratima tahara pratima sune Sri Nanda Kumar. That is Krishna in Vrindavan. He only hears the prayers of the Sharanagat devotees. To be Sharanagat is not a small thing. There are six symptoms of Sharanagati. To accept everything favorable for advancement in bhakti, to reject everything unfavorable. My mind tells me, this is your friend, this is your enemy. So rejecting that, because that's not at all favorable for bhakti. Maharaj was mentioning the pastimes of Sri Prahlad Maharaj. So when Prahlad Maharaj was trying to be, his teachers were trying to deprogram him from what he had learned from Narada Muni, that the Lord is our best friend, and because every living being is part and parcel of the Lord, we see them as our friends and as our masters. I was amazed to see in Srila Prabhupada's purport of Sri Prahlad Maharaj's statements to his teacher that not only should we see all devotees as Prabhus, but all living entities even, because they're all servants of Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj was thinking as he was hearing them say, so you have become friends with our enemy, Vishnu. You're taking the side of our enemy. So Prahlad was thinking, oh my God, I've heard this exists in this world, the conception of friends and enemies, but I've never actually experienced it before, and it's actually an amazing thing that people think like this. If anybody thinks like this, he has no connection with the Super Soul, Prahlad is thinking. So suppose my mind tells me, this is my friend and this is my enemy. If I believe that, that's unfavorable for bhakti. Then the third, to consider that Krishna is my only provider and only maintainer. And to think myself the most fallen, so that Krishna will have to take pity on me and lift me out of this world and give me his guidance. So one who has these qualities, Krishna hears his prayers. So even somebody as close as my great-grandfather, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even he who I never met, I can't inspire him even to hear my prayers. So Gurudev said, who? Before he used to say, oh, Super Soul hears the prayers. But it was never quite satisfying, because I also have heard from him and read in the Bhagavad Gita that our relationship is not with the Super Soul. The Super Soul is Shakshi, a witness of our activities, and he gives the results of our activities like a judge. In fact, when Krishna was hiding from the gopis, when he disappeared in the Rasa Lila dance, he never left. He was just hiding in a kunj so that he could experience and become astounded by the love and separation of the gopis. So the gopis are praying to him that you're not actually the son of Mother Yasoda, but actually you are the indwelling witness situated in the heart of all living beings. So on one hand, we've heard that the gopis don't have any Aishwarya Bhav towards Krishna. They never think that he's God. None of the residents of Vrindavan think that he's God. And yet they're making this statement. So how is that? That statement is not made in any awe and reverence or Aishwarya Bhav. That statement is made in sarcasm. Friendly sarcasm. That is, if you were the son of Mother Yasoda, who can't even bear that a cow could be in misery, or any living entity could be in misery. She's so compassionate. And you see that we're on the brink of death looking for you, and you're just like a Shakshi. You're an impartial, neutral witness. So because you're like that, we know that you don't really know what's going on in our heart, and even if you know, you couldn't care less. Therefore, you must be the Super Soul, because he just impartially rewards the results of activities. So, I forgot why I said that. Does anybody remember?
You're talking about how we cannot directly approach.
We cannot. We have no relationship, loving relationship with the Super Soul. And that's confirmed by the gopis. Neutral. They call him neutral ceremony. In sarcasm, they were saying that to him. So, when Gurudev used to say that when you sing the Lalitastakam prayers, or you're praying to Govardhan, or singing some song to Nanda Kumar, to Krishna, Super Soul is hearing, it was very unsatisfying. So this morning, he admitted that it's really the external manifestation of the Super Soul, who is our actual heart and soul, and who's more intimate with us than our own Atma, that is, Gurudev himself. He said, Gurudev is hearing. I said, even Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who's so close, he said, Gurudev is hearing. So how kind he is. I once asked him at the end of a class in Alachua, because there was a controversy between our Sangha and other devotees. They said that if you say that our Prabhupada was omniscient, that means you're a Mayavadi, because you say that he's God. And we say that Guru, Prabhupada, Gurudev, all of our disciples succession, they were all omniscient. So then I asked Gurudev after his class, I said, Super Soul is omniscient and Guru is omniscient. So in what way are each omniscient? And I thought he was going to say that Guru is a little less omniscient than the Super Soul. But he surprised us and he said, what to speak of Super Soul, even Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar, Guru is more omniscient than him. Why? Because Krishna, and he reiterated that this morning at the airport, that Krishna is so busy taking care of the cows and playing with the cowherd boys and gopis, he doesn't have the attentiveness to consider the blazing fire in our heart. But his condensed mercy takes the actual shape with the head and hands. His condensed mercy takes the form of Guru. And he is with us, hearing us. And then, later, you've also heard that when Vrindaditi asked just after that that Krishna only hears the prayers of his Sharanagat devotees, is that also the case of Guru? That was your question, Vrinda? Is that also the case of Guru? So Gurudev repeated the Bengali verse of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Saranga saranagati hoibe jahar tahara pratana sune Srinanda Kumar. That Krishna only hears the prayers of the Sharanagat devotees. He said, but Guru, and you have so many anarthas, you all, that they're not going to hear you. But Guru, even if you have so many anarthas, he's hearing you. Oh, and then when Gurudev was saying that, I was so stunned that I said, wow, you're so significant in our lives. We can't go to anybody except through you. And he said, no, that's A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. He's powerful. I'm not qualified like that. So I said, yeah, both of you. You're so significant. I used to think, because when I first met him, see, this morning I realized that for the last 15 years, when I met Gurudev, I realized that for the last 26 years that I was with Prabhupada, I got it all wrong. I missed the whole thing that Prabhupada was saying. And this morning, I realized that the last 15 years or 16 years that I've been with Gurudev, I missed it. I just did the whole thing wrong. Because in earlier years, Gurudev would say that when you're going to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, first pray to your Diksha and Shiksha Guru that, O Gurudev, O Shiksha Gurudev, O Diksha Gurudev, please give me that transcendental bhavana. Give me that transcendental consciousness with which I can chant the Hare Krishna mantra and achieve the desired result, which is to enter into pure service to Radha and Krishna. So I thought that first you pray to Guru, and then you go on to something else. And then you try to think of Krishna. But this morning I learned that that's not how it is at all. You think of him the whole time you're trying to chant Hare Krishna. When we're chanting Hare Krishna, we try to pray. He's explaining, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining in Bhakti Rasayan, that you can think of so many different prayers to various personalities, and prayers from Venugit, prayers from Srimad Bhagavatam, prayers glorifying the coward boys, while you're chanting Hare Krishna. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur set the example of submerging himself, say for about a half hour or hour, into one prayer and actually living in it, you know, being a participant in the activities of the personalities in that prayer, in that verse. And then he would surface and then dive and submerge into the next verse that he would say for the next half hour while he was chanting Hare Krishna. So I asked Gurudev one time, because I always liked the prayer to Giriraj Govardhan, Pramaramarana Leela Kandare Kandare Te Rochayatam Navajano Dam Namasme Mamandam Itikila Kalanata Labnakasta Dayone Nijanikati Nivasande Govardhanatam. O Govardhan, you're always witnessing, you're always experiencing great ecstasy, like a madness of ecstasy, by witnessing 24 hours a day the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in your caves and kunjas. So please be merciful to me. Don't consider whether I'm qualified or not. Please be merciful to me and give me a place at your lotus feet so that I can also witness those pastimes. So I figured that Govardhan is there in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So he's there in the Hare Krishna mantra. So I can ask, you know, take shelter of him and ask him to help me chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Because Gurudev was very often talking about that. So I said, can I sing, can I in my mind, say this prayer. So he said, this prayer you can say, you can always keep Manashiksha in your heart. Whoever will help you, that's who you can take shelter of and pray to them while you're chanting Hare Krishna. So I thought, oh great. So I would try to remember prayers to Govardhan or prayers to Jamuna, because they're all associates of Radha and Krishna, and they're all present in the Hare Krishna mantra. So okay, I would try, you know, with my mental case mind as far as I could, to remember this one, Vrindavanavanepate, Gopiswara, please help me in chanting. But then I realized this morning, because Gurudev said, whoever can help you. So who actually can hear us is Srila Gurudev himself, Srila Prabhupada himself, any pure devotee who's our direct, who we met. And even if I'm thinking of Govardhan while chanting Hare Krishna, then I can't just double it up. Like singling would be chanting Hare Krishna, doubling would be remembering Govardhan, and we have to triple it by remembering Gurudev, because Govardhan's not really, he's too busy to pay attention to the likes of myself. So now I understand from Gurudev that whoever I'm thinking of and trying to take shelter of and glorifying in their verses or longer songs, that I have to at the same time think of Gurudev and ask him to please speak to him on my behalf. I'll go along with it as though I am doing it. Like we do all learn that when I'm making the offering to Radha and Krishna of the boga, that I know, I mean, this we're taught and it's on our piece of paper with the offering mantras, that although I'm saying the mantras, I'm knowing that I'm not really making the offering. Srila Gurudev is making the offering. And I'm just going through the motions, but I'm understanding that he's doing it, and I'm praying that I can be his assistant in doing it in some future life. So that we learned clear cut. But this, he just, at least to me, made clearer than I've gotten it before today. Like today, he said also to me, you have to take permission, first take permission from Gurudev before you pray to anybody. So previously, I thought, and I would share with devotees in various classes that I would give about the bhajans. In fact, this very class is going in a course on Pure Bhakti TV on the songbook. I'm giving a course wherever I go and give a class on that. It goes on Pure Bhakti TV, and I hope that Sripad Padmanabha Maharaj, if he's not already doing that, will take that opportunity so that the devotees, not only who are with him physically at the moment, can take advantage, but his classes can be uploaded, particularly if he does a course. They particularly like that, but it's part of Bhakti Studies. That can be go on Pure Bhakti TV, and then people can watch it anytime, next week, next month, and they can follow a course. So I share with the devotees in this songbook course that first we pray to Gurudev. As we know, we go in krum. We go step by step. First Gurudev, then Vaishnavas, and then could be Rupa Goswami and his associates, then Mahaprabhu and his associates, then Radha Krishna and their associates. We all know that. We go step by step. So I always thought and I always taught that, okay, first you sing to Guru, and then he's coming with us, and we sing to the next one, the Vaishnavas. And then we take them with us, and then we sing to the next, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. But in my mind, I'm thinking that I take them with us, but then I just leave them there, and I start, okay, You're here now. So now let me start concentrating on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. But this morning I understood from Gurudev that I had it wrong all these years, that I not only take him with me, but I think of him while I'm thinking of them, knowing that they're not, I'm not Sharanagati by any means, and so they're not going to be listening to me. So I have to keep asking him to please, I know you're hearing me, so please ask them, to give me their mercy. Srila Prabhupada explains in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that when you want mercy from somebody, I mean any person, if I want mercy from Leela Didi, then I might say, you are so devoted to Gurudev, and whatever you do it with such devotion, and that's why your prasadam is so tasty and spiritually nourishing at the same time, because Gurudev is always present in your prasadam. And can I have some prasadam? So first I glorify, and then in that glorification I say what she has that I want, and then I ask for it. So that's what that's really what our prayers are. So in that, although I am saying the words, I'm mouthing the words that, Vrindavanavane Pati, Gopiswara Mahadev, you have the moon on your forehead, and you are the husband of the goddess Uma, and what's the next line? You're glorified by Sanak and Sanandan and the four Kumaras and Narada Muni, and you're always participating and assisting the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. You're the gatekeeper. Nobody can get into the Rasa Leela without your mercy. So please give me the mercy that I can have that pure prema, that you can help me become a gopi. So I'm mouthing the words of it, but now I know that I have to keep Gurudev's picture in my mind, either the picture that I see his form physically, either that picture or the picture of his other form that he authorized, and think that he's actually asking that those qualities that personality has, that please give me those qualities. And they're hearing him, and they're not hearing me. So it was a very great, I won't say revelation, because it's mental. And actually, I once asked Gurudev about a year or so after I met him, because when Prabhupada was present, and then after Prabhupada departed from the vision of the world, before I met Srila Gurudev, the moment that Prabhupada would say anything, I'd immediately run to all the devotees present and share that. That's why, till today, I can remember as many things as I remember of what my experiences with Prabhupada were. Still, it was such a drop, but it wouldn't even have been a drop had I not repeated it a million times at that time, the next day, in the next class, in the next city. So I figured that, well, it's the same thing with Gurudev. So he would, when I met him, he would start speaking about all these things about Raganuga Bhakti and Manjari Bhav, and I thought, well, great, I'll just tell everybody in ISKCON, all my friends. And I was getting these terrible reactions. So then some of the devotees of Gurudev, who were also disciples of Prabhupada, told me that it's not exactly the same thing. You have to discriminate who to speak to and who not to speak to. So I asked Gurudev, how can I know who to speak to and who not to speak to, because I just blabber everything without discrimination. So Gurudev said, the fact that you're asking me this question shows that you don't have Krishna consciousness in your heart. It hasn't entered your heart. In other words, you have not imbibed Raganuga Bhakti. Because he's speaking about Raganuga Bhakti, I'm asking about the subject matter of Raganuga Bhakti, which I was sharing with indiscriminately. And he said, this shows that you have no connection with this question shows that you have no connection with Raganuga Bhakti. It shows that you're on the mental plane about Bhakti, and you are situated in Vaidhi Bhakti. If this says stop, okay, I will. Okay. So I'm going to come to a close, and I just basically wanted to actually share that because it was like a light bulb went off in my head. And that gives us real connection. By connecting with the connector, gives us real connection. And it helps us appreciate the fact that Gurudev is the manifestation of God, that he has all these powers, that he knows all these people, that he's playing with all these people in Goloka Vrindavan. And he knows everything, past, present, and future. He knows my heart even before I'm going to think something, or to speak of when I think it. And he's working on us, whether we're aware of it or not. He may totally ignore us just to make us humble, but he's fully consciously totally ignoring us. So I'll end here, and thank you very much, and Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Kirtan now?
Yeah,
Arti. Arti.
Yeah, sure. Just very quickly, if he wants.